Good evening. For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Monday, September 25th, 2017.
Tonight, I'm taking a knee for America. But not just one knee. I'm taking both knees. Both knees in prayer for our planet, our future, our leaders of the world, and our globe. Amen.
Over the weekend, Stevie Wonder at the Global Citizen Festival in Central Park bends the knee in solidarity with over 200 athletes who bend the knee and other athletes who choose not to go out onto the field during the national anthem on Sunday. On Friday, in a speech in Alabama, Donald Trump bemoaned that football games have become less violent, and he said this.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now. Out. He's fired. He's fired!
Trump continued his tirade on Twitter, dissing players, repeatedly calling for suspension and firing for athletes who choose to protest by not standing during the national anthem. On Sunday, in a game against the New York Jets, many members of the Miami Dolphins wore shirts that read, hashtag, I'm with Cap, with former San Francisco 49er quarterback Colin Kaepernick. Last year, Kaepernick refused to stand for the national anthem to protest the treatment of blacks by police. Kaepernick is now an unsigned free agent, but his protest movement has grown and grown in strength. And Trump and his supporters don't see or don't want to see that the protest isn't against the flag. It's against racism. Here's Brooklyn Councilmember Jumaane Williams.
People have a tendency to pretend that this is somehow about patriotism. This is about, and what Kaepernick is doing, is simply about pushing back on a structure of oppression and supremacy. That's all it's about, and I want folks to understand the connections between the venom that's being tossed Kaepernick's way and the Nazis and white supremacists that we saw in Charlottesville. They are deeply connected. And in order for that supremacy, that bigotry to be sustained, oftentimes people push patriotism as the line to try to cover these things. And so we shouldn't be surprised that the people who most push hard on you have to be ultra patriotic to the point of fascism, to the point of Nazism, are the same people who have the tiki torches in Charlottesville.
The NFL said Trump's comments on NFL protesting are insulting and disgraceful. On Twitter, many point out that with all that's going on with devastation in Puerto Rico affecting the island's 3.5 million residents, this is all the person who's supposed to be president is obsessed with. On Sunday, Governor Andrew Cuomo delivered an address at the Jacob Javits Center on what New York is doing to help the island devastated from Hurricane Maria.
We're going to have Congresswoman Nydia Velasquez, Congressman Serrano, and the entire delegation speak with one voice, and it is a powerful delegation, and their message is simple. Puerto Rico needs help, it needs federal help, and it needs it now. And look, to our colleagues in our federal government, I humbly suggest that at this time, instead of arguing with football players, instead of obsessing about how to take health care from the poor in this country, why don't we put the politics aside and focus on helping Americans in desperate need? And those are the people of Puerto Rico. And I don't care, I don't care if you're a Democrat, if you're a Republican, you're liberal, conservative, you're short, you're tall, you're from the East Coast, you're from the West Coast. Americans go first. We can save lives if we act, and we should. Now, as Nydia said, the Puerto Rican community is very strong, and they are very resilient.
Cuomo announced a statewide collection and contribution effort which brings together a wide range of civic, business, and industry partners to provide needed services, goods, and funds to help the people of Puerto Rico recover and rebuild. Cuomo says, "We know how much destruction has been done, and given the financial pressures the island was under before the hurricane hit, how difficult the task is ahead, particularly because the island of Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands are so isolated, making it very difficult to get logistics set up on the ground and supplies into the area." But Cuomo says, "In New York, we're going to do what New York does."
The amount of people who want to help is overwhelming. But we have to marshal that desire to help, and we have to do it smartly, and we have to be organized about it. So we have a website, ny.gov, which will have collection points all across the state where people can drop off donations. They will be managed by the National Guard, so we'll make sure they are secure locations. We want to make sure whatever we collect actually gets there. There will be a list of items that the island needs. There's a difference between what people want to contribute and what the island needs. Everybody wants to do something, but we have to do what the island prioritizes as their list of needs, so that will be on the website also.
Hector Figueroa and 32BJ is organizing the stockpile of goods. JetBlue committed $1 million as an in-kind contribution to transport the customers and cargo for relief efforts. Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's Charity Bureau will monitor the fund to ensure the organization follows all necessary rules and regulations which govern the solicitation of funds and distribution of resources, and school supplies are being organized by the teachers' union. Governor Cuomo is chair of New York's Puerto Rico rebuilding effort. Jennifer Lopez, Congressmember Nydia Velazquez, Assemblymember Marco Crespo, and Cesar Perales serve as co-chairs of the effort. Congressmember Velazquez, who returned from surveying the damage in Puerto Rico on Friday, says what New York is doing brings the island a sense of hope.
We need all hands on deck. Not only the efforts that so diligently the governor has put together. We went there Friday, we are here today, because he knows that this was a massive disaster that requires a massive response from all of us, particularly the federal government. And I know that Congressman Jose Serrano is with me here, and we're going to be in Washington tomorrow working on it. So the work just started. It's not finished, but I feel confident that under the leadership in New York, we will do everything that it takes. So today, all Puerto Ricans not living on the island are coming together as never before. I was throughout my district yesterday, four or five events, people coming together, all senior people coming with their bottles of water. They're going to do everything that they can. But it gives me great pleasure to introduce one of our leaders. My friend, it's a pleasure to introduce to you our icon, Jennifer Lopez.
Es un orgullo estar aquí con el gobernador Cuomo y a toda mi gente de Nueva York para apoyar al pueblo de Puerto Rico. Los puertorriqueños son ciudadanos americanos y hoy Puerto Rico necesita nuestra ayuda. El huracán María le ha hecho mucho daño a nuestra isla. Este es el huracán más fuerte que ha pasado por Puerto Rico en casi 90 años y los daños son horribles. Se han perdido vidas, no hay energía eléctrica a través de la isla. Más de 500,000 personas han tenido que refugiarse. Y la tormenta también ha afectado la vida de miles de otras personas en el Caribe. Mi prima y yo todavía no sabemos de nuestras familias y todos estamos preocupados por ellos y por nuestra gente. Necesitamos que todos presten atención y que apoyen urgentemente a Puerto Rico y al Caribe con donaciones y cualquier ayuda. Alex Rodríguez y yo, ambos somos de Nueva York y estamos usando de todos nuestros recursos y relaciones en la industria del entretenimiento, deportes y negocios para obtener apoyo y ayudar a Puerto Rico y el Caribe. En camino aquí, Alex me llamó y me dijo que Rob Manfred del MLB, Major League Baseball, y Hal Steinbrenner y los Yankees van a hacer una donación significante a esta causa. Y también junto a Mark Anthony estamos trabajando en una cosa especial con la ayuda de nuestra comunidad latina de artistas, más de 30 artistas, atletas, y apoyar el rescate esperado que necesita el Caribe. También estamos trabajando con Mark Cuban y José Barrea. Tenemos dos aviones llenos de ayuda de primeros auxilios y generadores. Forgive my pronunciation. Solo esperamos la aprobación del FAA para permiso de vuelo y aterrizaje para poder hacer llegar todo. Además, yo voy a donar $1,000,000 de los ingresos de mi show de Las Vegas a varias organizaciones. Puerto Rican to American citizens, and today Puerto Rico needs our help. Hurricane Maria has devastated our island. This is the strongest hurricane to strike Puerto Rico in nearly 90 years, and the consequences have been disastrous. Lives have been lost, power is down across the entire island. More than 15,000 people have been forced into shelters, and the storm has devastated the lives of thousands of others. My cousin and I and our family still haven't been able to hear from all of our family over there, and we are concerned for them and for everyone on the island. Given the loss and devastation, we need to pay attention and to urgently support Puerto Rico and the Caribbean with donations and contributions. Alex Rodriguez and I, who are both New Yorkers, are utilizing all of our resources and relationships in entertainment, sports, and business to garner support for Puerto Rican and Caribbean relief efforts. We're proud to confirm that on the way over here, Alex called me and told me that Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball, Hal Steinbrenner, and the New York Yankees have both committed to join us in giving a significant contribution to this cause. With Mark Anthony, we are spearheading additional relief efforts and organizing the Latino community of artists and athletes to rush the relief that our brothers and sisters in Mexico, Puerto Rico, and the Caribbean desperately need. We're working with Mark Cuban and Jose Abarea. We have two team planes filled with supplies and generators awaiting air clearance to depart, land, and unload these much-needed supplies in San Juan. And I will be donating $1 million from the proceeds of my Las Vegas show to the designated beneficiaries, charitable and NGO organizations. I've been so moved by the initial responses for support from our friends and associates in entertainment and business. They have been overwhelming. Nobody said no. Anybody we've called is right there asking what they can do. They're all very eager to help. We know we must address the immediate needs and means of survival for the people while focusing on the long-term rebuilding of the infrastructure of Puerto Rico and the Caribbean. I will always be a New Yorker. I am a proud Puerto Rican, and I cannot tell you what it meant to me and the people of Puerto Rico to see New York not only pledge their support, but Governor Cuomo to actually show up with resources and supplies. Nydia, you too.
Andrew Cuomo, Nydia Velasquez, and Jennifer Lopez speaking on recovery efforts underway by New Yorkers in Puerto Rico. Once again, the website for the Empire State Relief and Recovery Effort for Puerto Rico is ny.gov. Again, that's ny.gov. About 1.2 million Puerto Ricans call New York State home, with nearly 700,000 in New York City. Velasquez says the New York delegation will be advocating for federal funding to swiftly repair and rebuild Puerto Rico's electrical grid, help small businesses recover, and address other problems. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi today called on Trump to deploy the military to help with the humanitarian crisis over there. She says Pentagon resources are needed for search and rescue operations, maintaining order, and help with transportation, that the people of Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands deserve to know their government will be there for them without question or hesitation. The devastation in Puerto Rico has received less media coverage than Harvey and Hurricane Irma, and Donald Trump hasn't brought much attention to it because he's been so busy tweeting about the NFL and trying to take down Obamacare. Last week, Trump called the governors of the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico, but his administration isn't getting high marks so far for its hurricane response. Meanwhile, Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan promised that Washington will make sure the people of hurricane-devastated Puerto Rico will have what they need. And you're listening to the news on listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio. This is WBAI in New York. In other news, German Chancellor Angela Merkel won a fourth term yesterday. She's the country's third post-war leader to snag a fourth term after Helmut Kohl and Konrad Adenauer. Merkel campaigned on her 12-year record on the job. She emphasized the country's record low unemployment, strong economic growth, balanced budget, and growing international importance. But the anti-immigration Alternative for Germany party won seats for the first time. It aggressively campaigned against the mostly Muslim migrants who have come to Germany in the last 2 years. Donald Trump, in the midst of his ranting about the NFL, who took a knee, signed a new anti-immigration measure on Sunday. This is when the ban on visitors from six Muslim-majority countries was set to expire, 90 days after it went into effect. His new travel ban, which expands to eight countries, takes effect on October 18th. It restricts travel from Chad, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, Yemen, and North Korea. And the U.S. will also bar the entry of certain Venezuelan government officials and their immediate families. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro today calls this a form of political and psychological terrorism. His foreign ministry issued a statement today saying that travel restrictions violate the values of the United Nations Charter and international law, and that they are a part of the continuing effort by the U.S. to oust Maduro from power. The ministry says it's considering all necessary measures to defend Venezuela's sovereignty and national interest. Iranians say they are confused by the new travel ban. Iran's foreign minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says Trump's fake empathy for Iranians rings ever more hollow with his new and even more offensive travel ban against such outstanding citizens. Chad's government expresses incomprehension about the reasons for the decision. It says it contrasts with Chad's constant efforts and commitments in the fight against terrorism at regional and global levels. About the ban, Trump says the tougher, the better. The ACLU, however, says the addition of North Korea and Venezuela doesn't hide the real fact that the administration's order is still a Muslim ban. Anthony Romero, executive director of the ACLU, says Trump's original sin of targeting Muslims can't be cured by throwing other countries onto his enemies list. And Amnesty International says the Trump administration's new ban inflicts suffering on refugees fleeing violence. They say at a time when the entire world is facing the largest refugee crisis since World War II, the U.S. government should not be taking actions that may encourage other countries to institute even more sweeping bans on top of already onerous vetting processes that will slam more doors on desperate people seeking safety. They go on to say, again and again, we have seen this administration go against basic values of decency and dignity when it comes to aiding oppressed people, and we will continue to document the effects of these actions on the lives of men, women, and children around the world. This ban must not stand in any form. In other news, Mexico was hit by more earthquakes. On Saturday, Oaxaca was hit by a 6.1 magnitude aftershock. Yesterday, a 5.9 magnitude quake struck near the country's west coast. In Mexico City, search teams are still digging in dangerous piles of rubble. They are hoping against the odds to find survivors under collapsed buildings from Tuesday's quake. As many as 360 buildings and homes are in danger of collapse or with major damage in Mexico City, this nearly a week after the magnitude 7.1 earthquake completely collapsed 38 structures. Officials say they have cleared only 103 of Mexico City's nearly 9,000 schools to reopen today, and they say it could be 2 or 3 weeks before all are declared safe, leaving hundreds of thousands of children without school. At several points in the city, employees gathered on sidewalks in front of their workplaces, refusing to enter because they fear their buildings could collapse. An employee of a government development agency said, "We are afraid for our own safety. The building is leaning. There are cracks." In local news, Anthony Weiner has been sentenced to 21 months in prison for sexting a 15-year-old girl. The 53-year-old dropped his head into his hands and he wept as U.S. District Judge Denise Coate handed down her sentence. After pleading with the judge to be spared from prison, the former Congress member tearfully said he was a very sick man for a long time. "I'm profoundly sorry," he said, reading from a page in front of him. The sentencing completed the sordid downfall of the New York Democrat, whose penchant for exchanging lewd messages and photos with young women destroyed his congressional career. This was back in 2011, and it doomed his 2013 run for mayor of New York City. It wrecked his marriage to Hillary Clinton's closest aide, Huma Abedin, and became entangled in the 2016 presidential campaign. He and Abedin, who have a 5-year-old, are going through divorce proceedings. Weiner, who was also fined $10,000, must report to prison by November 6th. The FBI was investigating his contact with the high school student when it came across emails on his laptop between Abedin and Hillary Clinton. It prompted then FBI Director James Comey to announce in late October 2016 that he was reopening the probe of Clinton's use of a private computer server.
And that's some of the news for Monday, September 25th,
the FBI announced there was nothing new in the emails,
Perry,
but Clinton
WBI
has blamed
News,
Comey's handling of the episode more than any other factor for her loss
now
to Donald Trump. In a recent NBC interview, she called the FBI director's intervention the determining factor in her defeat. In her new memoir, What Happened, Clinton writes that Weiner's wife looked stricken and burst into tears when she learned her husband had triggered Comey's October surprise. "This man is going to be the death of me," Abedin was quoted as saying. And finally, Republicans are trying to ram the Cassidy-Graham bill through the Senate this week. It would eliminate Obamacare's expansion of Medicaid and subsidies the law provides millions to reduce their insurance costs. Instead, block grants would be given to states. It gives the states more freedom to charge higher premiums for older and seriously ill people and to sell skimpy, lower-cost policies. The measure faces solid Democratic opposition and a slender Republican majority. A vote needs to occur this week for Republicans to have any chance of prevailing with their narrow margin, and they'll lose if 3 GOP senators decide to vote against the bill. On Sunday, protections expire against a Democratic filibuster, so this is the week they'll try to ram the bill through. And that's some of the news for Monday, September 25th, 2017. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.
Little beats of you, the little beats in me, will die.
This is not a miracle.
Lost something.